Hey Chuck.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Every time I see you now, I realize that we need to reschedule, that coffee chat. Because I still would like to talk.
Yes. Because
So,
there's
okay.
a lot of peculiarities about the Planning Council.
I can imagine.
No,
Are you
especially now, it's like now, like after May, June, July, August, it's all moving into it's all the money issues, so that there's all things that we have to do, and I'm not real sure how many people pay attention to it because the way things get done around here, but we could discuss that in person. So it's like, yeah, but
Okay.
it's yeah, the council's always interesting. That's
Yeah.
what I can
Well,
say.
and then just wondering, because I feel like I remember you said Thursdays you were ALRP or you were available on Thursdays.
I'm there on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, cool. Would you be open or would you be available for 10 a.m. this Thursday to meet?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I will send you an invite.
Okay.
Great.
You're so professional about all this stuff.
Well, and like honestly, I'm a type A personality. Like I'm really administrative. So I'm one of those people that's like I have checklists. I like to have them off. Like, and also just because of the nature of my job. I mean, I oversee a lot, right? And so
You're not
it's really
kidding.
no, it's really easy to let something fall and like, oh, I forgot to follow up on that. Like, that's why I'm always like flagging stuff.
And then
Progress.
somebody comes and asks you a question, you're like, give me a moment.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Maria, Kira.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody. It
Hey,
looks like we
David.
have three people out today, so we just need three people, which it looks like we have.
That's pretty simple. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Na.
So Manuel, did you want to run it today or do you want me to?
I know I'm like, am I confident enough? I have the agenda right in front of me. Why don't I try it?
Okay, cool.
It's just like the right,
Yeah.
allowing people to speak at certain times and this and that that gets me confused. Okay, so I think we're here. We have quorum. That's what David just confirmed. Okay. And so the introductions, welcome. Hey, everyone. It's Tuesday. I wish it was a Thursday or Friday. But it is very nice outside. Just wanted to pull up and review and approve the May 9th draft agenda.
All right, let's start with introductions first, and
Okay,
then we can move on to
introductions.
that.
Okay, cool. So, hi everyone, Manuel Vasquez, co-chair. Chuck.
Chuck Adams, co-chair.
Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Kira.
Kara, council staff.
Maria.
Maria Lacayo, HIV Health Services.
Mr. Crown.
Everybody, David Crown, council staff.
TJ Lee.
Hi, everybody. TJ Lee Miyake, committee member.
Na. Hi,
everyone. Nali, council member.
great. Okay. And so we do the May 9th minutes first or draft agenda first before the 11th. We approve the 11th. Okay, great. So let's just look at that. I've got it pulled up. Thank you so much, Kira.
Sorry, wrong one. Give me a sec.
No
I
worries.
was like, that was quick. All right, here it is.
Okay. Any questions? No, I think we can vote by consensus. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. If anyone is no opposing, it passes. Great. Okay, and now we'll review approve the April 11th draft minutes. Okay. Anybody have any questions about this or corrections? They're always very detailed. I appreciate the note taker. Is that you, David? Yeah, I struggle with notes. Okay. Looks like that was correct. Okay. Well, I guess we'll vote by consensus. If no one's opposing, it passes. Yay. Okay, and now announcements. Want to open it up for announcements. No one has any announcements? Okay. Public comment. There's not anybody here from the public comment, is there?
No.
Okay. Well, going on to HIV and aging, my favorite topic. I really wish that Meredith Green was a part of this meeting. She's been instrumental. She was really helpful in the RCFCI-TRCF transition, but I heard from Mark she will be present in our full council meeting, so that's great. But so I imagine, I'll go ahead
and share a screen here. Oh, sorry. Please, after you, Manuel.
I was just going to say, so I imagine we'll just go through the slides. There's not really like any commentary or whatever, so that's probably quick. But yeah, thank you, Mark.
So I'll share a screen in a moment. This is a very, very big slide deck, so I think the burden on the committee will be how can this be reduced down to, a bit, because I think there's 46 slides.
Wow.
So we will. So please, I guess, keep an eye for that, like how this can be trimmed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And since I'll be doing the slide deck, or at least I hope to, if Kara or Crown can just sort of take note of which slides people in particular feel could be cut. All right, now let's see if I can actually share a screen.
How long should the presentation be?
I don't know. If you think like a minute per slide potentially, then I'd say max 30 slides. That seems kind of long for me. Manuel, how long was your slide deck? Do you recall?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think my slide deck was only like 16 slides, I want to say. But it took me about, an hour? I mean, because we had a break in between, like we stopped and then, but then I also had technical difficulties. But I would say in general, like 45 minutes, I don't know. I mean, this is the main thing, right? For the most part during that meeting for them to present. No, okay.
That's the unfortunate part is that we also have another, probably a shorter presentation. From Vince at SF Foundation, AIDS Foundation. So there's two on HIV and aging. Mm-hmm. And then there's actually a Happen presentation or at least discussion on their budget advocacy. So it's a pretty full agenda.
Okay.
I could certainly go up to 45 minutes, I think, with this presentation, but certainly can't go much beyond that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think 30 minutes is good because, I mean, to be totally honest, I think people will get lost. The information is kind of at times dry. So I think 30 minutes is appropriate.
Yeah. So we could do 30 for the presentation and then maybe put on an additional 10 or so for Q&A. All right. So jumping in, here's obviously the title slide. Shortly after that, we have our disclosures. Not sure that's necessary. Overview and objectives of the presentation. Okay. Here's a list of many info slides. All right, moving on. New HIV diagnoses. Here's a cascade explanation.
Hey, Mark, just really quickly on that last slide, what does the dependent area mean? Is that like an EMA or a TGA?
Let me see. U.S. and dependent areas.
Like the mainland and Puerto Rico and...
I mean, I assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's saying U.S. and dependent areas, then yeah. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico.
They may also be noting the age, like dependents. I don't know, because I see it's 13 right here. And then at the bottom, it talks about the surveillance data.
I guess, yeah, I would think that too, except just from the phrasing, new HIV diagnoses in the U.S. and dependent areas.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That seems like it goes together by age.
Okay.
All right. So back to this slide. This is a pretty important slide. All right.
Maybe we could ask her to just clarify that at the presentation, the one about the dependent question. I just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm making notes too.
I think this is another pretty important slide, right? All the comorbidities. Polypharmacy. That's not a word we see often at the council. Geriatric syndromes.
And I'm sorry, so what can we have her define it, or she does, do you think she does that, I guess, because I don't know what that is.
I assume that's multiple medical regimens depending on your diagnosis, but that's just an assumption. I think we can certainly ask her to clarify that.
Because I was thinking, do they go to more than one pharmacy or for medications? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I do. but it is, I think it's just multiple diseases that people have over 50.
Multiple drugs, actually. We covered
multiple drugs. That's what I mean.
So
COVID killed my
name. I mean, I would assume even like not even beyond multiple drugs, like multiple regimens. So you can take a whole regimen of different pills for one condition, right? And then a whole other. All right. We see here some geriatric syndromes. Looks like a bit different than that prior slide. Chronic conditions, I guess, and then geriatric conditions. Okay, psychosocial complexity. I should turn this on mute.
A part of me is like, as I'm reading through these, I'm wondering if she could combine just like the last three slides together, or, I mean, her graphics are kind of out there too, like they're big, but I'm just wondering, because it's mostly symptoms she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think we need this slide because most of us know that, or she could cover it under another slide.
I don't know, TJ, this seems like a key thing that we hear again and again from.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Just, we keep hearing it again and again. She could cover it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. This just seems so key to the experience. To have it missing seems like you're perhaps overlooking a key part of long-term survivor experience. Anyway, okay, so these, she's tying all these in. I see. So the psychosocial, here's the mental health and social. The word of the day, polypharmacy with multimorbidity. Okay. So all those slides lead to this one. The five M's of geriatrics.
It seems like this slide deck is something she presents, like, because when she made the acknowledgments on the second slide, we were noting that they could be taken out. It's because she's usually presenting on behalf of a pharmacy or something. They have to have those disclosures. And because the amount of this slide deck, I imagine it was one of those lunch or dinner learns where they invite you, like Gilead invites you to dinner, and then she speaks on behalf of all this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Very busy slide. Interesting. Okay. Unmet needs is always important. So there's a, looks like a, two different needs assessments being noted. Neither super recent.
I noted that.
Okay. Moving on, a slide about Golden Compass, which is, of course, where she specifically works.
Could you send these slides to us in an email? Because I think after we review this, I want to be able to flip through by myself to identify which slides are not as relevant.
So by sending it to you afterwards, does that mean, because of course everyone would get the finished slide deck prior to the meeting itself. By sending it afterwards, does it mean that you will be providing me and therefore merited additional feedback?
Oh, no, I meant like as you're going through this, because I guess my thought process is I want to see you go through all the slides and then I'll give my feedback on which pieces, because I know people are chiming in on every single slide right now. But my thought process is I want to see the whole presentation and then give the feedback a few minutes after you share the slides.
That makes sense. Crown or Kira, can either of you please forward what I sent to you earlier today to the whole group?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, HIV Aging Services currently, please add. Interesting. I expected more. Okay, ongoing gaps.
I'm wondering if that ongoing gaps could be combined with the needs assessment that she was mentioning, because that was out of date, but these are all like needs assessments. So I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. And perhaps also with what TJ was mentioning could be cut. You know, these can also be put together as far as like, these are clearly a combination of psychosocial gaps as well as basic, other basic needs that this population feels. That not so much of this population, that all in some ways like very specific populations are feeling, which is like, of course, financial concerns, right? But also that whole knowledge transfer as we move from a system that is like in some ways formerly HIV specialty care to more either GP led or particular other kinds of specialization, you know, like geriatrics. Because I think having these gaps across three or four different slides, I mean, there's a repetition there, which I think is one way to learn, but also I'm wondering if some of the points could get lost.
I definitely feel like it can be condensed.
Okay. Moving on. Digital divide. Now I could see this one more than the psychosocial one as being, do we need a whole slide on this one?
Sure.
What do you all think?
I mean, she's highlighting case studies and certain studies. I feel like this is just one more.
Yeah, I don't think we need this. And it's slightly different from with every agency because of the resources people have. So this is, I think, too specific.
Okay. 19 slides in is my first recommendation for a slide to be removed. Okay. It also takes policy. I mean, I think this could be removed too.
Totally.
That could be a mention.
Yeah. Crown, you got that? I got two slide recommendations.
I still think the one with Tez should go too, but hey.
You just don't like Tez. Sorry.
I didn't say that, Mark. I love the other person in the picture, but
I love Tez.
Oh, Matthew Sharp.
Okay, quality of life and national HIV strategy.
I feel like that could be condensed too. It's literally just five bullet points. It's not really any like information.
So I'm definitely recommending like at least 19 through 21. All right, spins. I'm not sure this is necessary. I mean, it's nice to know that there's different spins grants that are funding different aging studies and activities across the nation, but how's that useful for us? I don't think so at all. So I'd add that to remove this. Spins, of course, is special projects of national significance. California initiatives.
Yeah, but when are these from? Are these old? Like
well, 2021
is there. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I'd recommend removing this one too, though. Okay, moving on. San Francisco, something more loyal. San Francisco principles. What does this tell us? I'm not sure it's telling us anything. I would recommend removal. 25, policy planning. I think it's important. I mean, there's not a whole lot of information here, but this could be a good discussion question. Yeah. Who are these people?
They're all listed at the bottom, I think. I think I saw that this was a slide deck maybe she presented at the International Geriatrics Conference in 2022.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a good broad picture. This is important locally. Okay. Oh, our RCFCIs. Plug for LTCCC. I think these are important things. I'm kind of confused about what this slide is supposed to be telling us.
Yeah, I feel like just some of this information could be combined.
Yeah.
I'm confused about what the whole presentation is about now. Are we getting like a master class in HIV and aging or a snapshot of...
And I think that's already something that we've covered too, like the RCFCI2T when Manuel presented also, and it's, yeah, they could remove that slide.
What is this?
Like end of life planning? I don't know.
Or, you know, in case something happens to you and you need a caregiver or something.
I think this could be removed.
Yeah.
And I think this one can. What a strange... I mean...
We're not silos.
Save the image, Mark.
Oh, silos. Okay. Silos. I really don't understand. Maria. I don't understand this. Thank you, Maria, for putting that together.
I know, I was like, this is random.
Low me. Yeah. I think she quadrupled that. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Summary. This is a summary of others of a summary slide. I'm going to recommend for removal. Okay.
Nice, but not needed.
Recommending for removal. Okay. No silos allowed. I like that. Okay, good.
And we're only at 31, so there's still 10, like more we're than still, 10. More. So oh boy. Yeah.
Okay. There's a bunch after the thank you slide. Huh. These are like bonus slides.
In case we do an encore.
Dr. Green, if you ever watch this recording, I totally fully respect you for sure. I hope this is not coming across as disrespectful. You're an amazing person who does amazing work.
I forgot that.
I know. I did too until right this moment.
So it looks like maybe these are just additional ones if we want to put them back into the presentation, right?
Your guess is as good as mine.
So I'm still, you know what? I'm still a little confused. What is a dependent area? Because I've never heard like the tribal areas are tribal areas. The territories are territories. They always break them out. So I've never heard it referred
to. I'm going to ask our good friend Google, U.S. and dependent areas. Oh, it's as I suspected. We have 6 dependent areas: American Samoa, Guam, North Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, Palau. I did not know that. And the U.S. Virgin Islands. There, mystery solved. Just trust me, TJ.
No. I trust you, Mark. I've just never heard of it. Like, if you said territorial areas, I'd know. If you said tribal lands, I'd know. I don't know what that means.
Yes. Now we know together. All right. But yeah, this is a repeat slide. So no, repeat. This is not a repeat slide. Globally, I don't know what this means.
Finance, like income, but yeah, there's not any detail. Okay.
I mean, that's intriguing, I guess, but I'm going to recommend for removal. Okay. Oh, interesting. That's an interesting slide. I'm not sure we need that.
No.
Is this part of the compass? Because it's northeast.
I think so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, services they provide.
COVID.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I mean, so including these slides is should be considered if we want an actual portrait of what Golden Compass does as an agency. Do we want that? And if we do, then yeah. If not, I mean, the topic is a sort of a broad HIV and aging. Do we want something that's specific to Golden Compass at the end? I don't know. It kind of depends because Vince Cristomomo will be there. I think that he'll probably be talking about foundation related programs. So it's not the worst thing to have specificity. It's not a bad thing at all. It just depends on what we want.
I mean, it also notes pre-COVID. So I don't, and it says pre-COVID continued, meaning this is a continuation of the slide, but I don't know if this is accurate then if it's pre-COVID.
And do we have a set like after COVID that we have to look at too?
Let's see. Okay, what does this say? Is this pre or post? Doesn't really say. Okay. An evaluation. I mean, I think this could be removed either way.
Yeah, it's getting into the weeds. Like, we don't necessarily need to know how they refer. Yeah. And I mean,
yeah, 39 can definitely go. Same. Same in the weeds. Okay, so we have a pretty good question because I don't know if it's coming up, but like all that pre stuff, if we do include a portrait, this portrait of Golden Compass, we need to know, like, is all this stuff that you note here in these earlier slides actually still relevant, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we don't need to know this information.
Sure. And you know, whenever there's that compass that was shown like a few slides back, I feel like that is maybe a prompt for Dr. Green to go into what all services they offer. We don't necessarily have to have it on a few slides.
I definitely recommend removing this one as well.
Yes.
I'd recommend removal. Same. Same. That weeds. Same. Okay, so I think post the thank you, we should just, what does the group think? Does the group, knowing that we might have a portrait of the foundation's geriatric or long-term survivor services, I assume, from Vince, I'm not positive. Do we also want one from Golden Compass? It might be nice to see the examples of two, you know? If the group says no, then that means, of course, that like we could just eliminate all of this post thank you. If the group says, yeah, why not throw in like what Golden Compass specifically does, that it seems clear that like this can be trimmed down radically and maybe it's just a snapshot of what is Golden Compass providing now.
Yeah, I think
so. Where do you all actually land? Would you prefer to have a portrait of Golden Compass as an example of an agency or at least a program serving this population or no?
I mean, I kind of would say yes, just because maybe Dr. Green wants to say this is a best practice. Maybe she wants to use this as an example. And so like any place we would refer someone to, they should maybe have these kind of standards. That's my only thought, is that she can make an example out of it. And since she works there, she could speak to it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Okay. Chuck, would you agree with that?
I would agree with that too. But I like what Manuel had to say too about when she had that one slide with the compass actually on there. I think that's the time to say something about this.
Okay. TJ, any thoughts on?
I mean, I'd rather just have a shortened version. And I feel like most presenters talk about their agencies as they're going through certain specific slides.
So, well, let's look through here because I didn't see a whole lot about Golden Compass pre thank you. I saw it in a couple places, but what I'm seeing here is like mainly like a lot of just HIV and aging info, right? So we have these kinds of things about, you know, the gaps, the comorbidities, the et cetera's.
14 is the one I think where the image, and so she can go through the different points of the star.
Oh, yeah. And then following that is like the one story thing, right? Which it's always nice to have some kind of qualitative in there. I'm wondering then if we could even recommend rearranging this, right? Because like there's like ongoing gaps. There's more gaps and gaps of gaps. Like if she wants to like maybe even move like 14 and 15 and whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I think I know why the pre-COVID ones are in the back. I think these are the ones that are supposed to come be current. Because they're past the thank you.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Could she have the description of services as a separate handout? So if people wanted to have that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about HIV and aging. It's not about HIV and aging and using Golden Compass.
I definitely think the slide deck could be reduced by at least 20 slides. I mean, looking at the ones we've already noted, that's almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good because then it would be reduced down to like 22 or 26 or something, but.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone have any additions? I'll definitely be leaning on whatever is in the minutes as far as like things to be cut since I did not take notes. So hopefully either Crown, you got that, or I'll be listening to the recording before I respond to Dr. Green with a fairly big cut list. But the main thing, I think, not the main thing, is like the main thing besides like all the various recommendations to cut slides that seemed extraneous was to put specifics about the actual agency of Golden Compass in a separate deck. That could be more of a handout deck, I assume. Do folks still want, though, based on sort of what Manuel was saying, like a brief portrait of Golden Compass in the presentation to show kind of like best practices? I mean, Golden Compass is certainly top of the line, with more details being in that separate thing. I'm seeing a bunch of hands, but I'm posing a question to you all before sure. Before that, what do you all think?
I mean, I also want to point out that I didn't see a lot of San Francisco specific data, and I appreciate that this was a global, and I appreciate knowing what's happening in the world. But for instance, the epidemiology report, it's published every year, and that notes ages of people who are diagnosed, new like trends, things like that. I'm kind of curious as to like why this isn't in here, and I think it's because this was an international conference, but yeah.
TJ?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Manuel on that. It seems too global. And I would rather want to know about what's happening in San Francisco than in the dependent areas. I don't see the value that we get from that.
I think we'll be getting that from the presentation prior to that from Vince.
Okay.
I assume. I mean, you know Vince as well as I do. Vince is not going to be talking about things necessarily on a global scale. He'll be talking about the problems that he experiences specifically with the interventions that he oversees.
I think he'll be talking to programs and services, but not clinical. So I'm guessing with Dr. Green, we could push her to speak more about clinical stuff.
Like, yeah, which is basically
epidemiology.
What is in here. Let's see what she says about her slide deck. Yep, she said I would be available and could use parts of a recent talk that I gave. Okay. Let's see if she has anything else here.
I kind of want to also be, I want to ask the whole group, like, what would be the learning objectives from this presentation? Like, I usually start my presentations with objectives, right? Like, you're going to leave here knowing this and make it kind of pointed, but I'm wondering if we could. That would pare it down, I think, you know, and I'd be interested to know this group, what do you feel the priorities are? Like, what do you want to know? What do you think the council should know from this presentation?
So we see here the objectives, slide 3.
Okay, they're not framed as outcomes. So what would people's outcomes be? Like, what do you want to learn from this?
Yeah, it just seems like there's still a lot of slides that don't connect to these 3 points. And
yeah, I think that's where the feedback should basically be. Like, if it's not about the challenges, i.e. the various comorbidities and gaps that many LTS face, if it's not about, okay, well, what are the services here in San Francisco? Which there's definitely at least a couple slides, right? And if it's not about the actual recent policy initiatives, which I'm not like, I think that's an objective that is an interesting one, but is also a cuttable one, depending on what you all feel you want. But that's good framing, because I'd say, I think Manuel or TJ said, there's like 20 slides that could be cut here, because I think there's about 20 slides that are actually not connecting to these 3 things. Yeah. Okay. TJ, it looks like you still have a hand up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was just going to say, just another reason to cut it back is, I don't know, does Golden Compass have a majority of the HIV and AIDS population that are aging, and they take care of them, that we need that specific about that organization.
Maria, do you know?
And if so, it just leaves a lot
of other- I mean, I don't know how many clients they have, but they're definitely funded. I think that is their focus, is folks that are considered seniors, but I'm not sure what their UDC is. I can try to look it up and see if I find anything. Let's see.
Well, they are considered, you know, gold standard service. I've only read them referred to as sort of like a top of the line, a place where other agencies look towards for best practices. So, I mean, I think it's important that she portray that, of course. But yeah, I see what you mean, TJ. That also connects with like you can put a lot of the agency specific stuff in a separate thing that could be a handout.
Yeah, because we're not covering anybody who has private insurance in this, who's HIV and aging, you know.
No, not necessarily.
So.
All right. Any more thoughts on this? Any more suggestions for me to bring back to Dr. Green?
I feel like if you're trying to cut down more slides, the slide that said the 5 M's of geriatrics, I feel like that is like a summary slide of the previous like three, mm-hmm. four slides. So if you want to just get rid of all those slides, because I know they all, you know, like multi-morbidity leads to polypharmacy, and then you have another slide for that, like all of it is kind of summarized in the one slide at the end, if you want to just remove all the prior slides.
What slide are you talking about?
There's a slide called 5 M's of geriatrics.
Yeah, do you call the
slide number? Orange. Do you see the orange? 12. Sorry, mine doesn't have the numbers. So I feel like this is a good summary slide of the previous slides. So you can remove the previous ones and just talk about it in this one.
Yeah. So we want to see perhaps knowing what we got with Manuel's rich presentation. Certainly no more than 20 slides. People agreed with that?
Yeah.
Manuel was at 16. That was an hour long. So certainly like cutting it down by more than half is going to be necessary, which is a lot, a tall order.
Yeah. And I've worked with Dr. Green several times and seen her present. She does really well with questions. Like I'm a talker, so I can expand forever and talk as long as I need to. But for her, I think she is really helps with prompts, and those would be questions from the audience. So if anything, I think her presentation will probably have a lot of questions. We've had a lot of questions.
Yeah. All right. Any more thoughts on this before I stop? Sure.
So yeah, like she was saying, this slide here is fine, but like if you go to 45, we don't need 45, which is just a rehash of this and some policy.
Oh yeah, the 45 should definitely go. Okay. Anything else before I stop, Cher?
I don't think so. Okay. Well, then it's back to me. Okay, so we've gone through the agenda pretty quickly today. Our last item before adjournment is next meeting date and agenda items. The next Council Affairs Committee is scheduled for June 13th. And then I guess our full council meeting is coming up before then in May.
May 22nd.
Okay. Does anybody have any agenda items they'd like to put out there?
Let me. I can tell you right now what will potentially be on the agenda.
Okay.
Let me open up the work plan. Okay. Next month is June. I have our annual CQI/quality assurance presentation from John Ainsley. That'll be on the agenda for sure. And then I have this one that. Oh no! Not this one again. One that has been very hard to schedule. It's on. HIV and the marginally housed, formerly a presentation called Mobile Medical Care with Deb Bourne and Barry Zevin. Two very, very busy and very, very hard to pin down folks, particularly Deb Bourne. So, okay, wish me luck. We'll try to get the something in here next month. Yeah, and I could almost guarantee you that they're not going to have anything ready by the time this committee meets next month. But you should at least have John Ainsley's CQI and quality assurance. Maria, can you give John a heads up, and I'll follow up with an email that his annual presentation on CQI is coming up next month.
And just out of curiosity, like, how are presenters or topics, requested or decided upon? Right here. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay, good to know.
So we have some that we do every year that absolutely need to stay. And then the rest is actually determined by this group. Sometimes presentations are put on the agenda by council leadership as well, when they hear of new things. Like, that's how we heard of the RCFCI, crisis that occurred because people are like, oh, we need to have like a presentation yesterday on this one. Other things have been added, like one on monkeypox, certainly many on COVID. But in general, the presentation planning occurs here because you need to give me time to have at least a month, if not longer, to get people organized to come to us. Yeah.
Okay.
Make sense? So we do that on an annual basis. So it's already been done for this year.
Okay.
The work plan, it's our presentation calendar, but it's also our annual work plan, because it includes like resource allocation as well as reallocation, carry forward stuff, all that kinds of stuff. So it's both a presentation calendar and a work plan that we can submit to HRSA when they want to know what we're doing. Some jurisdictions do put this online. I don't put this on our website because I want us to have the flexibility to move things around, as we often do.
Well, and on that note, Mark, so let's say Deb Bourne's not available and we've already selected them for this month. What would happen in those situations where the person can't attend as we scheduled? Would we pull someone in last minute or like switch people around?
Yeah, I've got to strike fast and use my animal-like instincts to react really in the moment, and then try to get some kind of substitute. So I don't think we've had a big issue with that. But yeah, that's happened. And that's happened frequently. Not frequently. I would say it's happened at least a couple times a year where someone's like, either like, no, I can't do it, even though I'm on this weird work plan that you didn't consult me to be on. Or they just, in the last minute, they can't do it. And so, we've had to move fast. Sometimes I'll just go to HHS and be like, do you have any kind of updates or presentations that you all could provide to the council? Thomas Noble and Kevin Hutchcroft were both really good at coming up with stuff like on the fly.
I wonder, because I know Hannah Hjord has returned from maternity
leave. Oh, she has?
I think so. I mean, I saw a random, my family was visiting, we found her at the zoo. and she had her babies and everything. Okay. But she's back. I mean, I also ran into her on the street trying to go to work. So I think she's back, and she's always a good presenter about like studies that they're doing and all that kind of stuff. I'm wondering if they would be.
I would like a whole sort of chili and how ET, what's happening. It's no longer ETE funded, I guess, but I would love like a sort of a big picture snapshot of chili efforts. And
that's good. Yeah. Because it's going to end this month.
I'd go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even just beyond what this cohort is doing, because if as far as this cohort is doing, I could just reach out to Katie Faulkner. But as far as like, what are the big picture goals and objectives and outcomes for this program, then Hannah should be the one to do it, since she helped really develop it overall, along with HHS partners. All right. Anything else?
I'm looking at the work plan, and I realized that Marin County report and San Mateo report is in October, like it usually is. I scheduled a vacation then, and I can get someone else to do the presentation, but is there any wiggle room to move that up? The Marin County report. We have our allocations in June and July, so we'll have it done by the end of July. But if you want to keep it in October, I'll ask Cicely to present.
If you can do it as early as
August?
August is a tough one, because August is our like prior to resource allocation one. I see that I have June and July mixed up. Since we have
Aries on report, there?
Yeah, we have our Aries report. I do the HRSA mandate. Yeah, that just kind of mixes things up, I think, because she connects though. And I think Aries can be done in 40 minutes. my HRSA mandate is like, I can do that one in 10 minutes. The eligibility, yeah, let's look at it in August, because in some ways, like, it's a little preview of what we'll be doing as well, just literally the very next month. That's an interesting way to do that. In some ways, like, it's like a bookend then. So we have Marin in September, Marin in August, San Francisco in September, and then we'd have San Mateo in October. Let's try it, Nah.
Let's try it.
Why not? Are you all okay with that here in the presentation calendar subcommittee?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's interesting too.
Thank you. And if it doesn't work out this year, we won't do it again.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna move good for you on. Taking time, Nah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that we should cover or that I should facilitate?
I think we're good.
Okay, great. Well, that was pretty smooth this time around. Thank you all for your patience and understanding. With that being said, we adjourn.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.